Hello, I'm Daniel. I came from Italy, but I study at Queensland University of Technology in Australia, Brisbane. So we know that the nitrogen is one of the most important elements commonly limiting the crop production. And we saw the increase of the use of the chemical fertilizer in the last 50 years, which was linked basically to the increase of the world population and so food demand. With that as well, the livestock production and of course the manure that was produced. This caused basically overloading the soil with nitrogen, which so caused N2 emissions, which is a potent greenhouse gas associated with the depletion of the ozone layer. Despite its really small land use, the horticultural cropping system, which is 0.16% of the total land use in Australia, uses from 6 to 12% of the total nitrogen fertilizer, which is characterized by high fertilizer rate, talking about over 500 kilograms of nitrogen per hectare, plus frequent irrigation events, which basically brings the water filled pore space always above something like 50%, makes this system really susceptible to N2O emissions. In this context, apply organic amendments such as raw and composted manure is not only a means of utilizing from readily available nitrogen source, but also a means of reducing the environmental and economic costs associated with the industrial nitrogen fixation. So basically, if we use this source of nitrogen which is already been produced, so it's a means of recycling nitrogen. However, farmers in this generally apply organic amendments without take into account the nitrogen that will be supplied from these products. And so they tend to overload the system, and which make really susceptible for nitrate leaching and N2O emissions. However, in the other end, low application rates have not the capability to meet the crop nitrogen requirement, and so low yield. The hypothesis at the base of this research was that N2 emissions can be reduced by better matching fertilizer nitrogen supply with plant nitrogen demand, and also composted manure compared to raw manure reduces N2O emissions due to its higher stability, of course, always compared to the fresh manure with carbon-nitrogen ratio at least around 10. So the main hypothesis was we would like to reduce the available nitrogen for the nitrify and the nitrify bacteria, so to reduce the N2 emissions. The strategy was basically reducing the conventional nitrogen application rates by taking into account the nitrogen supplied over the time from the raw and composted manure. The objectives were develop a sustainable strategy for organic amendments application in vegetable cropping system to maximize nitrogen use efficiency and reduce the N2O emissions, but also improve the understanding of environmental factors influencing N2 emissions from subtropical horticultural cropping system. The study was commenced in 2013 and was in southeast Queensland on black verte soil under subtropical climate condition. 1 year crop rotation, green beans, sorghum, broccoli and lettuce. However, sorghum was planted as a catch crop during the summer fallow period between green beans and broccoli. Treatments: raw and composted chicken manure in combination with 100% of nitrogen fertilizer rate according to the standard farm practice of the Lockey Valley, which was the valley where the experimental center, and reduced nitrogen fertilizer rate plus a standard farm practice, only chemical nitrogen fertilizer and zero nitrogen. The application rates were, the organic amendments application rates were calculated in base to supply at the beginning of in September 2013 to supply 35 kilograms of available nitrogen per hectare, and by available I mean ammonium and nitrate. Obviously the main form in the organic amendments were ammonium. Then for the reduced nitrogen fertilizer policy, or let's say rates, basically we calculate the nitrogen that will be released, that was released over 12 months period, by using mineralization rates from literature, and then we adjust basically with the chemical nitrogen fertilizer to meet basically the conventional rates. The N2O was measured by employing the unautomated greenhouse gas measuring system, which basically consists in automatic closure chambers, which are linked to the gas, to the first sample box, which basically is we have a pump inside that every 15 minutes over 1 hour closure. The pump inside basically takes the sample and sends direct to the gas chromatograph. This system guarantees 8 valid flux per day, 8 valid measurements per day, and each cycle is something like 3 hours. Of course, we measured as well ammonia, soil ammonia, and nitrate content, soil temperature, air resolution as well, every 5 minutes, soil moisture every 5 minutes, and the crop yield and biomass. This basically is we utilized an ARIMA model implemented with some sort of coefficients, which basically are the treatment level combined with the fertilizer rates, and incorporation with the water, soil water content, soil mineral nitrogen, and the soil temperature. As we can see, the application of organic amendments at the beginning of the crop cycle had influenced the N2O emissions only on the treatment that received the raw organic amendments, raw chicken manure. Here we can see that even where the emissions were lower than the one recorded in the conventional. For the rest of the crop cycle, the incorporation of the crop residues, as we can see here, in all treatments, had the major effects on the total cumulative temporal partner here. And also, the fertilization, the nitrogen fertilizer application, it doesn't matter if it was 100% of the chemical rates or reduced chemical rates, had just a marginal effect, positive but marginal effect, when compared, for example, to the incorporation events, which this number means that basically every time that the plants were incorporated, the crop residues were incorporated, the emissions, the N2 emissions from baseline would increase by 5.5 points. Here as well, we can see that from the raw manure, the first crop in the cycle, which basically was the crop, the first crop to receive the organic amendment, contributed from 38 to 57 percent on the total annual total cumulative N2 emissions, while the composted manure had more or less same behavior of the conventional treatment. And also I would like to highlight that the composted chicken manure plus reduced fertilizer was statistically equal to the zero N, so to the treatment that received zero nitrogen at all. No organic or chemical nitrogen source. Here, basically, on the reduction, we from 18, we had a reduction from 18 to 20%, respectively for raw manure and composted manure. But despite this, we had no statistical difference between crop production. However, here, just on the lettuce, there was no significant difference. So even with the zero treatment, I mean, we can assume that basically, more or less, the soil was already rich of nitrogen in this case. But however, we have to consider that the organic amendment, we applied the organic amendments more or less 12 months earlier. So assume that the lettuce doesn't really need, maybe we just overestimated the nitrogen needs for the lettuce plant. So we can conclude that replacing part of the chemical nitrogen fertilizer input with organic amendments offer not only an agronomical and not only agronomical but also an environmental advantages. Then composted manure showed the lower emissions than raw manure, and then the incorporation crop residues substantially triggered the N2 emissions, while the application of nitrogen fertilizer had only marginal effect. However, we have to consider that substantial amounts of nitrogen applied with organic amendments or with the incorporation of crop residues may remain in the soil for several seasons. So we advise that long-term studies are required for defining a long-term greenhouse gas mitigation strategy. Thank you.
There is time for a couple of questions. How many chambers did you have in a plot?
Okay. Okay. So it was basically each plot was 10 meters by 1.5 meters. We had four replicates for agronomical management and three replicates for the chambers. So each plot had one chamber inside. But it was randomized block design. So, I mean, we tried more or less to have less influence of the spatial variability. But however, we know that especially with the fresh raw manure, it's quite easy to spread evenly. So, I mean, we try to manage like visually to spread at least inside the chambers evenly, like to avoid to create hot spot inside the chambers.
Did you consider the N2O emissions from the composting process?
Okay, so this project is a part of bigger, like there is another side of the composting side of the project. I mean, I don't know really the data yet, but we are considering, I mean, basically we are like side-to-side project, like the composting process, and I'm the side of the agronomical management. Like that's the study, and they are, I think is another year of experiment. Yes, another year.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.